Do you see a man who is wise in his own eyes? There is more hope for a fool than for him. Proverbs chapter 26, verse 12. A Proverbial Story by Ted Hildebrandt and ChatGPT. Maxwell strode into the headquarters of Larson & Company with the confidence of a man who had never been wrong, at least not according to himself. He was the kind of consultant who had an answer for everything and scoffed at suggestions that contradicted his polished PowerPoint slides. To him, every problem had a straightforward answer, and that answer was usually whatever he had already decided. Larson & Company, a family-run logistics firm that had weathered three recessions, was facing a new challenge: digital disruption. Competitors were adopting AI-driven supply chains, and clients were starting to expect same-day delivery. Maxwell was hired to lead the company's technological transformation. From the moment he arrived, Maxwell dismissed the employees' concerns. When the head of the warehouse operations, Maria Chen, explained how their rural delivery routes couldn't support the kind of automation he was proposing, he waved her off. "You're clinging to the past," he said, tapping on his tablet. "Trust the process." He didn't seek feedback. He didn't adjust his model when the facts went against his proposals. He believed the firm's 40 years of experience were irrelevant in the face of his Harvard-educated brilliance. The new system was launched in 8 weeks. On paper, it was perfect. In practice, it was a disaster. Drivers couldn't follow the AI's convoluted routing instructions, especially in rural areas. The automated inventory system mislabeled stock due to incompatible labeling formats, leading to the lost shipments and delayed orders. Longtime clients, now irritated, started calling in frustration. One by one, they left. The board, alarmed by plummeting revenues, called an emergency meeting. Maxwell, still self-assured, delivered a dazzling presentation blaming the staff's lack of buy-in for the failure. "The system is sound," he insisted. "The Luddite employees are the problem." His solution was to fire Maria and others he viewed as dragging their feet. "You've got to break a few eggs to make an omelet," was his response. Maria, quietly sitting at the back, finally stood up. "May I speak?" she asked. The room paused. The chairman nodded. "Maxwell never once asked the people on the ground what they needed," she said calmly. "We weren't against change. We just wanted a solution that worked in reality. Wisdom isn't just knowing the technological gimmicks. It's in knowing how to actually implement the vision and train our employees that we already have here in our business." Silence hung in the room. Then the chairman addressed Maxwell. "We hired you for your expertise, but you came here to teach, not to learn. There's a proverb I think applies here. Do you see a man who is wise in his own eyes? There is more hope for a fool than for him." The board terminated Maxwell's contract that day. Maria was appointed interim head of the transformation initiative. She built a team that included warehouse workers, IT staff, and route drivers. They piloted incremental changes, listened to and evaluated the feedback, and then scaled up what worked and eliminated what did not. Within 6 months, Lawson & Company began to recover. Their clients returned. Efficiency improved. Maxwell, meanwhile, moved on to another company, armed with another dazzling slideshow, as if he had learned nothing from his failure at Larson & Company. And for those at Larson, the lesson was clear. When hiring outside consultants, just listen to the old proverb, "Do you see a man who is wise in his own eyes? There is more hope for a fool than for him." Proverbs chapter 26, verse 12.